yeah, it's like a library of greatness. And it would be a shame if I cannot get inspired. Hi, I'm Kim Spierenburg. You're now listening to my composition called Heartbeat. From the moment that I started, I had this ideal in my head of how it should sound and what I wanted to, or how I could use that to get into another world, because once I would pick up that violin, there were no thoughts anymore. With the right kind of sound, I was able to transcend whatever was happening at that moment. When you have the instrument directly on your body, you can feel the vibrations of that instrument, of the violin, through your collarbone, through your skin, going to the rest of your body, and that just helped. For me and my creative process, imperfections are a source of inspiration. So when I'm recording and I make a mistake, for example, I often look at it more closely and see if I can alter that imperfection or that mistake and use it for sound design to get to another place in the sound than I could have gotten when I deliberately try to get there. And I think that philosophy to creation is one that I live by as well. Because of my physical limitations, I have to be creative. I'm forced to be creative. But it also allows me to create something that I would have never created if I hadn't been forced into that direction. And then when I started with Life Electronics, vibrations and frequencies are elemental, and it was a whole new world to discover, but also a whole new world of vibrations that can make you not feel good, or that can shock you, or that can make you nauseous even. So I'm interested in how can these new possibilities that I found with electronics, together with that old good old vibrations of the instrument that are so helpful and like a medicine to me, how can I expand that principle and include the electronic ones? I got an electric wheelchair when I was about 10 or something, and at first I hated the wheelchair because of what it represented and because how people would treat me differently. But then I recognized the abilities I suddenly gained, the possibilities for my life, for where I could go, for what I could experience. So the technology didn't represent a limitation or a problem, but a solution. The same happened when I started to get into Life Electronics. Thank you. it was such a huge toolbox of extra possibilities. Suddenly I could make audible the inaudible. I could record my violin and make sounds or discover sounds that I didn't know were there. And I got so inspired by that that I just didn't want to stop anymore. By the way, this is I Used to Remember Things. Just had a lot of fun with it. And I think sometimes we forget. And then I took it one step further. I wanted to voice the narratives that accompanied the music that I hear in my head, because I also see visual colors and stories. So that's why I started to create animations that go along with my music, and they are intertwined, so they are better together. If I take away the music from the film, it's not as strong. If I take away the film from the music, a dimension is missing. The question of how can we imagine, or how can we use art is always a bad idea, but I wondered how can what I can do, create music and films, how can that help people imagine, and how does that intersect with what I've been doing all along? Living in Amsterdam, I also wondered, will Amsterdam still be there? What does the future look like? And I created a composition called Water Nation. The Water Nation is a reflection on the big flood disaster of 1953. Known in the Netherlands as the Watersnoodramp, and it is the biggest natural disaster in living memory in the Netherlands. Growing up here, you see footage from archives, houses being washed away, people on roofs, just massive body of water, and the power of that water. But what I've also noticed is that if you see certain images over and over, at one point you just want to look away. You don't want to see it anymore. And you get this uneasy feeling when people want to talk about it. You just want to get on with your own life. So I created this memory. I used the archival footage to uncover narratives, because I saw not just water, but people putting their shoulders on the wheel when necessary. And I wanted to convey that nostalgic feeling of collective energy. So I used my voice, my violin, sounds from my violin, altered with electronics, to create this memory of a flood. Where I get my inspiration from can be something I've read, a film I've seen, a painting, anything really that sparks my imagination, but also music. I don't chronologically order what inspires me. From my work with the archives of the Institute of Sound and Vision for the films, I did the same. I wanted to finish the triptych that I'd started with Heartbeat, being about the felt experience, the crisis happening, things exploding, making room for new beginnings, for new life. And then I wanted to explore, what about underwater life? What about the pollution? What about the way we treat our environment, other humans, animals, plants? And I entertained this fantasy of living underwater. What if we could enter another world that we don't know that much about? What if the ways of communicating were different? What would that sound like? And that longing for another world is what you hear translated in underwater. Again, composed for violin, voice, and electronics, but this time also a combination of acoustic violin and electric violin. My latest inquiry has been into electric violin. You're now listening to Underwater. One of the first things I wanted to tackle in composition was that I never knew when it was finished. Because especially with electronics, you can take it anywhere, but you can also never stop. Because if you, for example, I record a noise from my violin and I start altering it and I get to an interesting sound, I can then take that sound to another interesting sound, and to another, and another, and another. And if you do that with everything, then at one point you have created three compositions, but the first two are gone already. So at one point I figured, when do I like other compositions, or what do they have that is so magical that you just want to keep on hearing it, and that you don't listen to it once and then you're like, oh, that idea is interesting, and I put it away and I don't think about it anymore. But there are certain ones that you can just hear more and more, and every time you listen to it, you uncover something new, you hear something else. So that's my goal. But also, when I feel bad or I'm in a lot of pain, I often listen to my favorite compositions on repeat, and I get into this sort of soothing state of mind where the music feeds me something, and I can only do that with certain compositions, because sometimes when there is nothing that is not right, so let me rephrase that, when everything is in the right place and there's nothing that annoys you, you can hear it over and over again. So that was my goal. A composition is finished when I can listen to it on repeat and not be annoyed by anything. Yeah, when I started working with the Archives of Sound and Vision, the Institute of Sound and Vision, Beeld en Geluid in the Netherlands is quite a special organization because they archive and store all audiovisual footage. And they also have a website called openbeelden.org, translates to open images, where you can search and download any material that is copyright free. So for example, with the big flood work, Water Nation, I looked for all the footage that I could find around flood, the disaster itself, but also the building of the big dikes, the Afsluitdijk, to see if I could find stories, other stories than the major dominant one that I grew up with. And I didn't create a chronological script. I used footage from different times, different places, and I look at music creation the same way. So whatever is needed for that certain narrative or for that musical story, I use that inspiration. I don't nitpick about, oh, but that's from the wrong era, or that's from the wrong time period, or, and some people may find that terrible, I can imagine, but it's the way I work, and it's also because my background is in classical music and I love it so much still. And I think that, yeah, it's like a library of greatness, and it would be a shame if I cannot get inspired by that library. In a piece of music, innumerable subtle forces react to one another. How we ourselves react to all this is a question for the music psychologist, DeLeo, 1964. Musical storytelling is about finding a story that draws our attention, a story that engages us. We, musicians, don't need words to communicate that story. We do it through our articulation, timbre, and dynamics. We can use this power. Music always takes place in the listener's mind. Listening is not just a passive activity. We are actively listening along with the music. So it's not the tone that makes the music, but the listener. It is a very pronounced nothing It is this palpable quietness. It doesn't matter how often you have heard it, it continues to sound exciting. No matter how hard you try, you can't hear it any other way. Such a listening experience can be compared with the well-known visual illusion. It does something to you when you look at it on an emotional level.
Hank-Jan Honing, 2021.
What do you feel when you think of water? What do you feel when you think of history? What do you feel when you think of technology? Water belongs to no one. No country owns water. It flows through different countries and does not stay in one place. But the Netherlands is a country of water. I think that with new technology, artists are needed too. To question the technology, to make things with it, to show what is scary about it or what is beautiful. How to create a narrative without words. Without words, the storytelling capabilities have to be on an intuitive level to still have an emotional impact. An adequate interplay helps our minds think in a certain direction or make new connections. This way of working takes a lot of time, though. I work on a couple of seconds of sound or film at a time, and that takes a day. So I can debunk technology is fast or it's a shortcut myth. I go back to the story all the time, questioning what it is exactly that I want to share. What do you feel at this exact moment, and how do sound and image influence each other? For as long as I remember, music has possessed the power to focus my attention, change my emotion, and shift my state of mind from chaos to structure, from anxious to calm. There is another composition that I would like to share with you. It's not one of mine, it's from Olivier Messiaen, called Oraison, which means prayer. It's composed for On the Martineau, one of the first synthesizers. And the sound is, it sounds like a theremin, but it's softer, it's more even, it's ethereal but also grounded, and it has been a huge inspiration on account of how to sustain sound and how to manipulate sound. It inspired me to think about violin sound, and especially electronic violin. Whenever I screen my films, I make it into an interactive screening, which means that I talk to the audience. So they're not only audience, but they're also participants. And I like to do that in smaller groups. Thank you. Yeah, it's my dream to have everything that I create come out of the violin, so 100%. Okay, I could still use my voice, but all the rhythms, all the sounds, everything, I think I'm almost there, but not completely. So with the project As Waters Rise, I also developed a master elective for the Conservatory of Amsterdam called As Waters Rise Musical Storytelling. And with that subject, me and the students together, we were looking for how to fuse music practice, their own practice, with a socially relevant theme. So it could be water or something else that interests them. And we looked at compositions and wondered, if you take away the title, can you still hear that it's about that theme? Or was it just in the text? And which musical elements contribute to that association with a certain theme? And it was very inspirational to me as well to do such a close reading of these compositions, also new ones, and to have discussions about what can we ask of music. How do we think about the art for art's sake thema? And if you do want to contribute to some kind of social theme, how do you do that in a meaningful way? And what is meaningful? When do you stay true to what you want to convey or express? I want to take my project to the next level. It is my dream for As Waters Rise to create this body of work and have all these narratives with music and film that tell other stories and make you feel something. I want to help people to not look away, but to entertain their imagination, to not entertain, because entertainment is also a dirty word, but to spark their imagination, to light a fuse, to help them imagine something that they didn't imagine before. So I'll take that question into an artistic research trajectory. I am enrolling into the professional doctorate pilot in the Netherlands, and the next few years I'll be looking into this question. Thank you very much for listening to my story, and thank you, Gaudiamus, for giving me this opportunity.